petition for Linda Johnston, July 1047, addresses a letter, Dr. Warger, WARGER 352-8451. Dear Dr. Warger, follow up for Mrs. Johnston with advanced renal failure, hypertension. Last visit in May comes accompanied with three of her daughters. Chronic frequency nocturnal incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Remains on oxygen mostly at night. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Chronic edema, stable without ulcers. No chest pain palpitation, chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, unable to tolerate CPAP machine. Paralysis of insomnia. Takes frequent daytime naps, isolated panic attack, other review system negative, she comes in a wheelchair, excuse me, she uses a walker. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Buspar, Coric, Demadex, does take Norco, no anti-inflammatory agents, for chronic diarrhea on Cholestipol, Cholestipol. Next paragraph, pressing weight 162, blood pressure 140 over 60, isolated RALS on the basis, mostly clear, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 1 to plus edema, no ulcers, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, creatinine 2.7, representing a GFR 18 stage 4. This is an improvement comparing to recent creatinine 4.3 in September. We stopped the lisinopril. A normal sodium, potassium acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, minor decrease of calcium. There is anemia 8.9, receive ERA-NESP, a normal white blood cell, platelet count, large red blood cells 105. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 4-5, discontinue lisinopril, stabilizing, no indication for dialysis, no uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Dialysis classes has been done. I encourage her to do an AB fistula. Discuss at length with patient and family members. For AB fistula, needs to see the surgeon. Mapping will be done from arteries and veins, selection of the appropriate site. Assignment for day of surgery, from that 2-3 months to mature. If the arteries and veins are not able to do a fistula, I will wait for a graft until patient facing dialysis within a few weeks. Encourage home peritoneal dialysis, avoiding tunnel dialysis catheter, risk benefit analysis, all modalities at home, including no dialysis. She wants to try dialysis when the time comes, at least for a period of time. We discuss about anemia, already received ERA-NESP, monitor chemistries and iron studies. resting blood pressure is stable. Monitor electrolyte acid base. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. She has prior right-sided nephrectomy. She has history of lupus and Sjogren. This was a prolonged visit, education, reviewing the meaning of advanced kidney disease, plans, monthly blood test, plan to see her back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed. We start dialysis based on symptoms, most people GFR less than 15. Hopefully at that time we have a clear-cut modality and access to start dialysis without catheters. End of dictation.